Now, let's take a look at C, please. C. Concerning word type, a verb's accent always recedes back as far as the rules allow. Now, by recedes back, I mean left from the end, which means that verbs will tend to carry an acute accent on the penult, or antepenult, or penult in all forms. Now, let's see why this is. It recedes back as far as it can. Let's take a look at a few verb forms. Okay, let's maybe switch these two around here. Let's divide by syllable. All right, let's accent the top one. This is a verb form. It says it will recede back as far as the rules allow. Is the last syllable, Rob, long or short of the top one?
Short.
So it can recede three. All right. Now, you're going to accent the antepenult. Which of the two accents is allowed that far back? Acute only. There you go. Now let's take a look at the second form. Is the last syllable long or short, Paul?
Long.
Now it says that, you know, that our major modification is you're going to knock off the possibility of being able to use that syllable. Okay? Now you only got two possibilities. So when this rule, C1, says it recedes back as far as the rules allow, we're talking about major modification B. Okay. The rules will allow it to go back to right here. When the ultima is long, can a circumflex stand back to?
No.
No. So what are we reduced to again? Okay? So, here's what you get. With verbs, you tend to see acute accents either on the antepenult or on the penult, depending upon whether the ultima is short or long. And not a circumflex. Why? Because the acute can always outdistance the circumflex. Think of it like this. It's like on a basketball team. An acute is a point guard and a circumflex a power forward. Who can run the floor better? The acute, the point guard. See? He can beat the power forward down the floor. And that's exactly what happens. The point guard acute can always make it more syllables into the word than the circumflex can, and the verb wants the accent as far back into the word as possible. Now let's take a look at this one. Here there are only two syllables, right? Is this one long or short?
Long.
It's not final I or oi. So the accent is going to be here. Well, this is, I've got to tell you here now, this ypsilon is long on this word. So, in theory, you could put a circumflex there. In theory. But what's the problem with trying to put one there? What? The last syllable is long. So, you cannot have a circumflex there. So, what do you get? An acute. So you'll basically have, I mean, this is, so to speak, a major modification which is allowed almost to morph into a general rule. The general rule being, when you see verbs, they will have an accent that's acute on either the antepenult or the penult, depending on whether the ultima is long. I mean, it's that simple. Could anything be easier? Well, yeah, lots of stuff, but it's not that hard. Okay? It's not that hard. When you're dealing with verbs, you can always accent a verb because you know that the accent will be driving itself as far into the word as possible. That is to say, verbs are essentially liberals. They're moving to the left constantly, as far as they can.